Amen. I need you ready. This is huge. When you're talking about true value, it's for you guys today. It's for all of us. When you're talking about valuing yourself and understanding that you matter, it just is the key to unlocking incredible things in your life. Okay, so let's talk about it. I can't go and review everything, but last week we had a special Sunday with messages on America. Okay, the week before that, the message was on I truly have value. I truly have value. We unloaded a psalm on you, Psalm 139. That's a great psalm. You need to read Psalm 139. It'd be a great thing to memorize it. And I'm just going to break it down real fast without reading the psalm to sort of catch us up where we were. Y'all right? Yes or no? Okay? If learning you have value and valuing the relationships in your life, which is really our life, that's what we do, that is life. Guys, if this is the most important thing, one of the most important things you'll ever do in your life, we should give it full attention right now. Are y'all hearing me? I know it's a little late, but this is worth it. This is worth it. Okay? Let's go with it. So this is a quick review, real fast, what we talked about. This is just from Psalm 139. God examines my heart and knows everything about me. I truly have value. And this is what we found out. God knows when I sit down or stand up. God knows my thoughts even when they're way off. God sees me when I'm on the road or laying in bed. God knows everything I do. God knows what I'm going to say before I say it. God's behind me and He's in front of me. And God has His what? One of the greatest things you'll ever learn in your life. God is what? Behind me. God's in front of me. And God has His hand on me. And we don't think we matter. Are you crazy? You matter to God. You have value. The second thing we saw in that psalm is I can never be apart or away from God's Spirit and God's presence. Never. When I go to heaven, God's there. When I die, He's there with me. This is right in the Word. When I fly way up in the sky in a plane, God is there. When I'm cruising the vast oceans, God is there with me. This is what the Word teaches. God's hand guides me. He holds me. He supports me. Even if I want darkness to cover me and hide me, I can't. Because God sees me in the darkness just like He does in the light. Isn't that incredible? Say, that's your God. That's how much you matter to Him. God made all the intricate inner workings of my body. He knit me together in my mother's womb. We saw that. Thank you, God, for making me the way I am and who I am. God made me special, and deep down inside me, I what? Say it. I what? You should know it. You're special. God made you special. You can never come into the fullness of that abundant life that God has for you unless you value yourself. And God values you. It's huge, guys. God watched me while I was being what? It's what the Bible says. That's how much you matter to Him. Think of it. God saw me before I was ever born. Every day of my life was recorded in God's book of me. That's what the Bible says. There's a book of you. Did you know that? There's a book of me and there's a book of you. Did you know that? That's what the Bible teaches us. Every moment's laid out before a single day has passed. This is because God loves you and He cares for you. The last thing we saw in that psalm. Am I boring you to tears with all this good stuff about God loving you today? Say, come on. God, your thoughts and care for me, what? Overwhelms me. That's what Psalm 139 says. I can't count all the ways God thinks of me, cares for me, blesses me, and shows His love for me. It's more than all the grains of sand on all the world's beaches. That's what the Bible says. Amen? But we think we don't matter. We listen to others say you're no good. Or the devil telling us that's a bunch of bull. You listening? Amen. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on, it's a good word today, guys. This is good stuff. Listen, and when I wake up, God's still with me to start my brand new day. That's what Psalm 139 says. I just laid it out for you right there in plain English. We can understand it. That's what the Word says in Psalm 139. Now, having said all that, let's get into today's message. Are y'all ready? Yes or no? Valuing my relationships. And I was going to go a little different road when I was studying this week. And I met with the staff. I don't always do this, but I spent a lot of time with them this week on this thought. Because why not? They have relationships. Why not learn from them a little bit? And then I went to my office with the Bible, their thoughts, and I studied and listened to the Lord. That's a beautiful thing. If you want to listen to the Lord, take your Bible with you. Amen. Say, y'all listening or not? Y'all listening? Say, come on. So, here's today's message. Valuing my relationships, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It took a little different turn. I need you listening, though. Here we go. How can I value my relationships? How can I best value my relationships? How many has a relationship with somebody? You know somebody on the planet who knows you. Can I see your hand? There you go. Okay, now here we go. Here we go. How can I value the people in my life? How can I value real relationship? First of all, foremost, that's why I went back and did Psalm 139 again for you real fast. Number one, say it with me real loud. I acknowledge and appreciate God's love for me. Okay? You're going to have a real hard time valuing the relationship that you have with others and how others care for you or how you care for others without nailing this absolutely to the wall. Did you hear me this morning? And this is something we don't do. We can say it. You don't hear about it. I mean, you people try to help your relationship, this, that, or the other, but we bypass the most important thing, and that's God. Are we created by God? Yes or no? Did He make us in His image? Yes or no? Absolutely. Okay? And so we're going to bypass Him somehow and think we're going to have good relationships. I'm going to tell you something. This is vital. I acknowledge and appreciate God's love for me. Luke says, even the very hairs of your head are numbered. And that means God has to really watch me because they're falling out every day. He cares that much. Me like, oh my God, another one. I mean, my number's going down. But He knows it. Thank you. Yeah, amen. Fear not, therefore you're of more value than what? Says He watches a sparrow even when he falls. Are you more value? Is that the word value? Or did I make the word up? You're more value than... Is that what it says? You're more what? Value than who? Sparrows. And this was manifested the love of God toward us that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might what? Live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He what? Loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation of the sacrifice of the one who took our place on the cross for our sins. Amen? Oh, I love this. This is one of the greatest verses in all the Bible. It's not very long. Say it with me. We love because He first loved. People say, I don't understand the Bible. Do you understand that? Then you understand the Bible. Stop saying you don't understand the Bible. You do understand the Bible. We just don't read the Bible. I want to understand the Bible. You can understand the Bible. Amen? We love Him because He what? First loved us. Do you appreciate that? Do you acknowledge that and appreciate that? That's huge, guys. God loved me first! He values me! That's gigantic. The God of the universe loves me. I matter to Him. This is big, man. I don't need God. I'm fine in my marriage. I'm fine with my children. I'm fine. You're not fine. You messed up. You don't even know what you're talking about. Listen, you don't know and don't acknowledge and appreciate God's love? This is where the message got a little different in my office. I was going to move on to another thought. And God pressed on me, son, don't get off this thought. This is where it's all at right here. You hearing me? God invested in me because I mattered so much to Him. He invested in me because I mattered so much to Him. You might say, Pastor, what did He ever invest in me? His investment was His Son. This young man right here talked about Pastor Wendell Wilson, who started this ministry, Loving Hands, didn't even know him, took money out of his own pocket, helped him with a plane fare. He'd never met him. Can you imagine Eli?
the God of heaven didn't just buy a plane ticket. He gave His Son so you could have life. And you could have an abundant life. You could have a life that's full. That's how much He loves you, son. Amen? Come on. That's how much He loves us, guys. Do you hear me or not? Okay? His investment was His Son. So we're talking about valuing my relationships. Number one, I must acknowledge and appreciate God's love for me. Well, I'm not getting off of it. Let's build on it. Number two, something I've never said before and I haven't read anywhere. And just my words from my heart, but something I believe very strongly. I need to be comfortable with God's love. Say that with me. I need to be what? Comfortable with God's love. Say it again with me. I need to be... One more time. I need to be what? And I can't get off on this because we don't have time, but so much of church, so much of what we have done in church actually makes people uncomfortable with loving God. What do you do this and do you do that and do you do this and you need to look like this, you need to wear this, you need to go there. And by the way, don't only use this Bible right here, brother. Amen. You do that and we forget there's a person out there that not everything fits the same. He died for us all, but we're unique and we're different. Are you listening? Sometimes we have church and we forget there's a person out there. People say, because I've had it said in the past about, all that Pastor Clark does is get up there and talk about his life. Well, they don't say that to my face. But let me tell you something. That's really all I know. You hear me, yes or no? I've never wanted to be a preacher that got up here every Sunday and read you little stories about somebody else somewhere in Montana or wherever. I'd rather let's talk. Can we be honest, guys? Say. Can we just be honest? Say. And I'll talk to you. If it ain't from my experience and from the Word of God, I hope that helps you and grows you a little bit. Amen? Say. I'm comfortable with God's love. I'm comfortable that I'm from Rockingham, North Carolina. I'm comfortable that my mother was a drunk and a hell raiser. I'm comfortable she was watching Billy Graham and the Word broke through that night and we walked to church the next morning. I was comfortable that I cussed her out. I'm comfortable that a little preacher named Eddie Zimmerman, he's the one that preached the gospel and shared the good news. And that gospel got through my mama's heart and my heart. That's my story. You hearing me today? Are you comfortable with God's love for you? If you're going to really value the relationships with others, do you value Him? Do you value your relationship with Him? And the biggest part of that is knowing that you have value, that He values who? Me. Are y'all? Did I lose you or not? Did I get spooky on you? And by the way, this is not something Gary Clark has always known. I've had to be beat down on the floor, abandoned, hurt, and broken before much of the good from God I've been able to really see. I used to help people with problems. And then I became the person laying at night alone, needing help and crying, oh God, please help me tonight. Don't leave me tonight. And He would say, I'm not. I'm here with you. I hear the Lord more now. I'm going to just tell you. Call me kooky if you want. You don't know me. But is it going to bother me if you call me? It's not going to bother me at all. I'm comfortable with telling you, I hear from God better now. I hear better. I listen better to Him. I still don't listen enough. I still run my mouth too much. But I listen better. Amen? I got off on this a little bit. I need to be comfortable with God's love. Let's go with it. The actual word for Holy Spirit in the Bible is the Greek word paraclete. Or comforter. Isn't that interesting? Or one who comes to be by my what? Side. Did God come to be by my side and send His Spirit to be in me and with me and to help me and to walk with me so that I got to... Is it about me falling on the floor and flopping like a chicken or running around or talking crazy language? Or is it about living life for the glory of God and being able to love my family and reach others for Christ? Can we stop the show? Say, are y'all hearing me or not? Come on, listen, I need to be comfortable with God's love. Well, you need to do this, and if you'll do this, well, this will happen. Well, you know what? I really don't want to do that because I don't feel like it. Did you know God works with all of us, yes or no? Are you comfortable with God's love? Now, here's the answer, guys. I'm not trying to get you to say yes, 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 yes. I'm trying to get you to say, I'm not really. I want to be, though. You hear me? Just keep listening. Come on. And I'll pray the Father, Jesus said, and He'll give you another what? That He may abide with you for what? Are you comfortable with God being with you forever? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. I like that. Even the Spirit of truth, who the world can't receive. Because it doesn't see Him. Neither knows Him, but you know Him. For He dwells with you and He shall be in you. I'm going to tell you something. Getting to know God, and more than a Bible study, I think it really starts with you absolutely, obviously having faith. Faith in His Son. But just faith to believe, and it's hard to believe sometimes that God loves me. Have you ever struggled with that, guys? That God could love me? Boy, I have. Guess what? It's the truth. Whether you like it or not. Amen? Well, I've just decided to like it. Amen. Yes or no? Are you comfortable with God's love? But the Comforter, which is the what? Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. He will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Jesus speaking to His disciples. Look at this beautiful verse. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be what? Neither let it be afraid. I think the most turmoil and trouble in our life comes in our relationships. Would you probably agree with that? Most of the turmoil, the trouble in our life has been with other people or with ourselves, with other people. You know, God says, you know what? I'd like for you and me not to have that kind of trouble. I'd like for you to be comfortable with me because I'm comfortable with you. I made you like that. And it's okay. I was telling Rod this week, I love our staff. And it's more, our relationship goes deeper than a church staff. But I like the fact that Roger is Roger. And if you get to know him, Roger wears the kind of shorts he wears today. He wears the kind of sneakers he wears today. Roger, a lot of times, except here on church, he'll wear a ball cap. I see him behind the desk like that. Roger gets to be Roger. Roger has his own sense of humor and personality. Yeah, it's weird. He is. But you know I love having real people working with me and around me. Say, yes or no? I don't need... Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. I want you to praise the Lord today. This is a good day at Fellowship Church. I'm telling you, man. I'm glad. I mean, really, honestly. But you know, I want you to be that way. Is our community a lot like us? There's a good chance it is. We're just people. And if you as a person, a normal person, can be a child of God, a follower of Christ, a believer in the Lord, and be comfortable with your relationship with God without becoming a nut and alienated from the world, but be able to take Him with you where you go. Amen. We can turn the town upside down for Jesus. You hear me? That's what this is about, guys. Valuing relationships. I need to be comfortable. I am, would you say this with me, whether you are or not, you can at least start to teach yourself this. Here we go. I am comfortable with God's love. One more time. I am comfortable with God's love. I know God loves me. I truly believe that I matter to Him. My worth is the what? Say it one more time. My what? is the blood of His Son. How many in this room, at times in your life, you felt like you were worth nothing? Can I see your hands? Somewhere along the way, you felt like you were worthless. See what kind of lie that is? Say, is that a lie, yes or no? You're worth the blood of His Son. Oh, man. You know, I didn't know. You know? And then even after I knew and put my faith in Christ, I never let it really sink in like I should. You hearing me, yes or no? Come on, stay with me. By the way, when you truly believe that God loves you, even, now watch this, even the smallest things will cause you to praise Him. How many of you have noticed that? Isn't that the truth? Come on. That's just a little test. That's just a little test. Just the little things. You start, you know what I mean? Are you comfortable with giving God praise for just little old things? I think that's why earlier I kicked my leg up and pitched a fit like I pitched. I'm up here making the case, guys. I'm going to tell you something right now, that God's a great God. And God is with Fellowship Church. And God has been with us all the way. And nobody else is going to get the credit but God. Amen? And that's why, I mean, come on. He's a great God. And I'm not just trying to say that. It's just the truth, guys. I'm comfortable with that. Are you comfortable? Are you feeling what I'm trying to get across today? You got to acknowledge and appreciate God's love for you. But wait a minute. I need to be comfortable with God's love for me. For me, all I can do again is just tell you a little bit about how I do it. For me to go into Mama's Italian restaurant and sit down there, I go in proud as can be that I'm Gary Clark, Pastor Fellowship Church. But I don't go in there and look at me, I'm Gary Clark. No. I'm just real comfortable with them knowing that I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I have no problem with that. Why would I have a problem with it? I love Him. Are you hearing me or not? He loves me. It's not something I do on Sunday. That's what we do a lot of times at church. We church on Sunday, and we wonder why our home's going to hell on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and all this mess. Because I honestly believe we don't walk with Him and talk with Him and keep Him. Did when God created Adam, what did He do? He walked with him in the what? Cool of the what? Did you know God wants to walk with you? He wants to talk with you. But here's the deal. You. You mean me?
Me.
Me. You mean me? Well, why don't other people want to talk to me? Well, maybe if you just start talking to Him and learn to be comfortable with Him, listen to me. Maybe you'll learn to be a little more comfortable with others even. Did you hear me or not? Say. But we try to be comfortable with everybody else. Exclude Him or not include Him and wonder, why ain't I doing it right? What's happening here? Well, how about let's try to do it this way? Y'all hearing me? That's why we built this all on Him. Here's a great secret. Here's the third one. Hang in here with me. Come on. Because God loves me, sit with me. Because God loves me, I love Him too. I've been saying something lately, and I haven't always said it. I don't know where it came from. But I guess it's just a change in me. But like if Kim says, I love you, to me, I a lot of times say, I love you back. Alex, there's not a day that I hardly ever leave that office that Alex Christie, our administrator, doesn't say, I love you, Pastor. And I'll holler back at him. I love you back. I think I'm on to something. Loving God back. You understand? Yes or no? Comfortable with that. Because God loves me, I what? I love Him. It's a choice I've made. I choose to love you. Why? So other people can see how spiritual I am. No, because He matters to me. See? Yes or no? I matter to Him, and that's been infectious in my life. I've seen Him through the highs and the lows, never forsake me and love on me and care for me. And now I've caught it. And I'm loving Him back. You think I'm goofy? It's okay. I want more goofy people like that in my life. Are y'all hearing me today or not? Come on. Oh, and by the way, here's the secret. That's how relationships are built. See, God loved me, and I love Him back. That's how relationships are built. Listening? What are we learning today? I think we're getting a pretty good foundation for valuing our relationships, but we're spending most of the morning on this one. That's what the Lord impressed me in my office. Stay right there, Gary. Because I believe this is key. Are y'all hearing me today? Come on. Very important. I wrote this on my little pad. Facts are taught, but love is caught. Say that with me. Facts are taught, but love is... One more time. Facts are... But love is... One more time. Facts are... But love is caught. Stay with me. Listen to me. Come on. God didn't just say He loved you, He demonstrated it. Romans 5:8, but God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ what? He died for us. Listen, facts are taught. You can go to church anywhere you want to and get all the facts. Does not mean you're in love with God. You can be saved. Get it all down. Does not mean that you know God values you and that you are in a love relationship with God. Are y'all hearing me or not? Facts are taught. Well, I can quote this and quote this and quote this. So could the Pharisees. Okay? Listen. You need to do more than study it. The love of God, you need to grab it with both hands. Are you hearing me today? Grab it. It'll change your life. Love Him back. Love Him back. It's not like He's saying, you love me first because I made you, then I'll love you. He goes, I made you, and you're pitiful. And I love you, and I'm going to give you my Son for you because I miss you, and I want you to be forever with me. I love you. You're my creation. Love Him back. Keep that thought. Facts are taught, but love is caught. God's love for me has to be something more than just a theological statement or a church doctrine. Did you hear me? I got a hush on that one. I could really get ugly. Keep in mind this thought. This is where it really started hammering me. Stay with me on this. So much of what we do at church, and again, I'm not here to put every church down, guys. I just want to love God and do the right thing, okay? But I'm going to tell you something. So much of church is rules. And do y'all do this? And do y'all have that? And what about this? And what do you think about this? And what do you think about this? I hardly ever hear anybody say to me, do you try to help people fall in love with Jesus? Do you ever talk to people about how much they matter? Do you ever care? Do you really care about the person? You know what I'm saying? We're looking for a little checklist to see if we're going to go to church there. Are y'all listening or not? Listen. Rules instead of a love relationship is like a vaccine. Now, you won't have heard this anywhere else. Rules instead of a love relationship is like a vaccine. If church to you is rules and theological statements and this, that, listen to me. Rules instead of a relationship is like a vaccine. What's a vaccine? Watch it. A vaccine is a dead or a weak virus that's injected into you to prevent you from getting some kind of what? Are you listening? Come on. It's a vaccine's a dead or weak virus that's injected into you to prevent you from getting some kind of bug. Well, I'm here to tell you today, so many of us in the church, we've been injected with a vaccine and its rules and its religion and its do you do this or do you do that. And what it's done, it's killed us. It's killed us to really having a love relationship with God. Are you hearing me or not? Listen, God's love is contagious. Say that with me. It's a what? It's a bug you want to catch. I tell you that right now. It's a bug I want to get. I'm telling you. Are y'all hearing me? I know this is a little goofy, but you know why it's goofy? It's just something we don't talk about, guys. Having a love relationship with God. It sounds like, that's sort of kooky. That's sort of goofy. I don't know if I got one of them, especially us guys. You kidding me? Love relationship with God. I mean, I struggle with the lady. I mean, much like, what's God? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Come on. How can I do that? You do it like we're talking about. You hear me or not? So many of us, we wonder why we struggle with loving God. So often it's because we've got to climb over so much rules and religion and mess we put in our life. And it's almost made it where we can't catch God's love. Does that make any sense? But God's love is contagious. Oh my goodness, we're almost done. What's the word contagious mean? It means it's infectious. It means it's capable of being transmitted into my heart. I want that bug. It's able to spread from person to person through the power of the gospel. You're kidding me. What am I spreading? I'm spreading the good news, the Bible calls it, of Jesus Christ, that the love of Jesus Christ could be spread abroad in your hearts. Amen? It's likely, this contagion is likely to cause a serious reaction physically, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. Hallelujah, amen. When you catch the love of God. You hearing me? We about wore you out today. Millions upon millions have had their lives radically changed through the spreading of the good news of God's love. And here's the kicker. And we ain't even seen Him yet. That's crazy, guys. Lives changed. We're hearing these men who are under controlled substance. It's incredible. It's incredible. The stories they could tell you. Many stories can be told out here as well, guys. It's not you guys. It's out here. We got our own stories. And to think that the love of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse us from all unrighteousness and set us on a path that's incredible. Isn't that craziness? God's love, don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it. It's God's love. You want to value your relationships? You spend a whole lot of time valuing the relationship you have with Him. And I'll guarantee it, I will guarantee it, I will guarantee it. Your relationships with others, oh yeah, they're going to get better. You hear me? Yes or no? God's love is catching. It's contagious. Do you value your love relationship with God? That was the message today, valuing my relationships. One last thought. First and foremost, I must value my love relationship with who? First and foremost, I must value my love relationship with who? Do you see it's different than just going to church on Sunday? Yes or no? It's valuing that relationship with God. Guys, this is a pretty tough talk we're having today. You know, this isn't just a little Bible story, which I love them. This is something that it can radically change your life. If you hear me today, you listening? Okay. God is love. Say that with me. God is what? One more time. God is what? God is what? And He's the foundation of a loving relationship. You know, He's the one who created you with the endorphins and things that go off in your body when you love somebody. And you feeling it. How many felt it before? Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it. You know who made you like that? God did. It's funny. He is the foundation. He's the maker of love. He is love. But if I could just love others and my family and my wife. But you don't love Him. You don't understand He loves you. And He's the foundation of it. No wonder things are all screwy in your world. You listening? Try to catch that with both hands. Amen? Last one, very short. I'm going to just say it, Raj. If you want to change your world, change somebody else's. If you want to change your world, change somebody else's. Valuing relationships. What are we talking about? A mother has her baby. But the baby's world is changed when she what? Loves her baby and ultimately her own what? It's radically changed. Mamas, how many when you had that baby changed your world? Can I see your hand? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. It was more than just having that baby, wasn't it? It was loving that baby. And then that baby loving you what? Say it back. That baby loving what? You what? How'd that do for you? How'd that do for you? See, Mama invested in that baby and changed that baby's world, and ultimately her own world was changed. Keep looking. The child loves Mama because Mama did what? Where did I hear something like that in the Bible? We love who? Because he what? If you want to change somebody else's world, if you want to change your world, change somebody else's. Keep looking. Very important. Others love us because we first love them. Did you hear me or not? Say that with me. Others love us because we what? So many of us are waiting. Well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and see if they love me. I'm going to wait and see if they love me. If they love me. If they love me. And then I'll love them. How about try this? I'm going to love them. Good chance they're going to love you back. And guess what? If they don't, then you do this. Well, I loved him anyway. And then do this. I'm going to love him. I'm going to love her. I'm going to love... I'm talking about loving people, guys. Isn't that what Jesus called us to do? Go in all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus called us to give a little message, preach the word. No, He called us to love people. And if you love people, they'll love you back. Did you hear me or not? But if you don't know God loves you and learn that universal principle, God loved me first, so I love Him back. You get real comfortable with that right there. And then you go be like God. And you start loving people first and seeing if they don't love you back. Did I lose you? Pretty revolutionary, isn't it? The more you invest in people, the more they will invest in you. Well, I don't know why she doesn't love me. I just don't understand. I don't know. Have you ever thought about the way you act, what you do, where you at, what's going on? Yes or no? The more you invest in people, the more they'll invest in you. If you want to change your surroundings, value the relationships in your life. And it what? It what? It will come back to you. Absolutely convinced. What's the key? Acknowledge, appreciate God's love. Be comfortable with God's love. God loves me, I love Him what? Back. You want to change your world, you change somebody else's. By how? You taking that step first and you love them first. Instead of having your guard up all the time. I'm scared. Hey, why are you scared? God loves you, the creator of this universe. You matter to Him. Well, I can't take rejection. Yes, you can. You'll be fine. Hush. Say. Sorry, guys. You'll be surprised. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come on. The best thing I've done in my life, this is me talking, the best thing I've done in my life is investing in people. You don't know what it means to me today to have invested in your life today. And I'll get critiqued for this message, and there'll be just a handful that probably won't like it. But you know what? I think God likes it. So what do you think I think? I like me. Amen? You try to get up and talk like this. See, if you won't make some errors too. Say, amen? Come on. You know, listen. The greatest thing I've ever done in my life is investing in people. To hear Joe tell the story today, he sat three rows back. Man! Now he's leading the ministry and very well be the one to continue on Loving Hands ministry. Wow, am I ever glad that we had a church called Fellowship Church. Is that crazy or what? I know I'm a nut. If you invest in and truly value people in your life, say that with me, you will never what? You will never lack for love. So many critical people I've met in my life, they're the least loving people I know. And so often they're critical and they have to have, they get other friends by being critical. Did you hear me or not? Oh yeah! It works. But they're miserable. And at the end of the day, when their friend that ain't their friend no more leaves them, they're going, oh, thank God I'm done with that. They were about to kill me. But if you invest in people and you truly love without a critical spirit all the time, come on. Just love because God loves you. I say it today, you'll never lack. You'll never lack for relationships. You'll never lack for people wanting to be with you. But don't get the cart before the horse. Nail number one, number two, and number three. Did you hear me? Okay. Crazy word today. We close with a flurry of scriptures. I know I'm late. I don't care. We're late. Is that right? Are we already late? Good. Here we go. It's these guys. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We know that we pass from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and see his brother has need and shuts up his bowels of compassion for it from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hereby we know we're of the truth, and he shall assure our hearts before him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. And he that loves not knows not God, for God is love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God's in him. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hasn't even seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. How'd you feel about all that? I will value my relationship with God. I will value my relationship with others. Did you get the message today? Strong word. Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Amen? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, stand.